It's great to be here. We've got a wonderful, wonderful God, and he does some amazing things. And so what we want to do is share some of what God's been doing with us in Uganda, followed by the healing rooms. We're going to go through that fairly quick, because then our heart is for you to be blessed. We don't want to just tell you about what we're doing, but we want to bless you. So Jerry's going to go into a word then.
Hi, good morning. Nice to see you. Nice, yeah. I was waiting for somebody to say it. I knew somebody would say it. Hallelujah. Yeah, thank you for inviting us to this fellowship. It's a lovely little fellowship. It'll be big one day. Hallelujah. Just as you tell people about what goes on here, they'll multiply, won't they? They'll all want to come. So praise God. We serve an amazing God. Hallelujah. And we represent Advance International Ministries. God put that on our heart to start this ministry. You're right. We're just learning to press this button. Down. Okay. So we're working in Uganda with Pastor Dan and Faith, his wife. And we've been doing that for the last 20 odd years. And it's we're just ordinary people that we went over to visit Pastor Dan one time because Rose had met him a couple of years previously, and it began a relationship, and we felt led to go over there each year and minister. And as we went over there, the relationship developed and the ministry developed. It wasn't our plan, actually. It just happened. It's just like, it just seemed so natural. But it was God in action. Next one. So we work with Green Pastures, which is what Pastor Dan's created, that ministry. And we are AIM, Advance International Ministry. And, yeah, we've got a medical centre over there. We've got three schools. We'll get to all those in a minute. But basically, that's a big signpost out. We're right on the edge of Lake Victoria, and that's a big signpost we've got outside the medical centre, which says who we are and what goes on in the centre, like... Go on, you say something.
Hallelujah. Creating a community. God's amazing, because we didn't, as Jerry said, we didn't plan a thing. God just tricked us into it. He does that when you're walking with him, you know. He's amazing.
Okay, next one. So we've from the medical centre, right behind the medical centre, there's a load of hills or mountains, and they're full of rock, and that's why we've had to dig right into these hills to build a school. It's a good foundation, but so the schools are built on the rock. Now we have on average about 500 children in the schools. We call the main school Back to Eden. We've got nursery school, we've got primary school, and we've got secondary school.
He's jumping ahead now with the pictures. It's good to build it on the rock, because that's a good place for our lives to be built. On Jesus, the rock, because this is a Christian school. There's a lot of children that are not Christians when they come, but there's a lot that do get saved while they're there. But it is a Christian influence school. Back to Eden, primary, secondary and nursery school. And it's day and boarding. And on that's an aerial view taken from up higher up on the rocks. You can see the lake at the back. You've got, that's not everything. It's huge. It's amazing. We go there and we think, wow, how did this happen? But it's our miracle working God. You've got the secondary school. You see the sign there, which is that part of that building there. You've got staff quarters there. And these are the main buildings on this side, which shows you on the bottom picture. You got the boys' dormitory, the admin, the science block, the main school, girls' dormitory, the nursery, the kitchen. There is a plot of land to the right, which at the moment they play football on. But it is, we are planning to build more school buildings on it as God provides and as He leads.
Oh, that's a nice picture. I don't remember that bit. So there you are. That's just a sort of basic idea of the nursery school, the primary school. There's a lot more pupils, but a lot of them would have been on holiday when we took this secondary school. And it's a boarding school as well. So there's a bigger picture of one of the main meetings. Yeah, it's a boarding school, so a lot of the children live there all the time, especially some of the orphans that we sponsor. And our plan is obviously to support orphans because they've got nobody, and so we're always looking for sponsors for them. Okay, apparently there's 17.8 million orphan children in Africa. That's a lot of children with nobody to turn to.
We do sponsor some of the children, but we don't get enough in to pay. So in your prayers, can you pray? Because we've got school fees coming up for all of them and we need, what, £5,500 at the moment for the year. Oh, yeah, putting your hand up to give it to us. Yes. Yes. We built it. Yeah, well, God built it. We're the channel. Yeah, it all comes through us. You know, it's amazing. We don't quite know how it happened. It's sort of.
We never planned to have a charity. We never planned to be doing this. All we planned was, as we met Pastor Dan, was to go over and see him once a year as a sort of semi-holiday, but also ministering and preaching. Yeah, and it's just developed year by year, and now we send money over there every month. We've been doing that for 19 years now. And it's just totally amazing. It's like a brick at a time. And now we've got these massive buildings and all these children and just a great big ongoing work all the time. How did that happen? I mean, we didn't plan that. But once you get involved with God, it's just amazing. Things just develop. And you don't have to be extraordinary to do that. You've got an extraordinary God, but you just be ordinary. Yeah? Once a year. As if we can afford it. If we got the money. Because it averages £1,000 between us to go. Just for the flight. And then we need money over there. Because when we're there, there's so much need. It grabs your heart and you just think, oh, if only I had some more. But generally, when we go over, also they give us a list of all the things that need doing in the school. This is not ongoing building, by the way. The school isn't complete yet. It's got 9 classrooms, and the kids are using them. But there's always something happening. We're having to replaster, repaint, buy new chairs and tables for the kids and desks. Mm. Yeah, and it's just like it just never stops.
It really is changing a community. When we first went there, the population was just a fishing village. Well, it's still a fishing village, but it's just growing and growing and growing. The population when we first started going was 3,700. It's now 60,000, and that's just in that short time. There was no electricity when we first went there. There now is. And a lot of that is where they brought it so far, but then we paid for, when I say we didn't, God provided, Yes. No.
everything comes from God, right? I mean, your breath of life, you're born, and everything from there on is all God, really. Okay? And then when you receive him, you get the, you come alive and you're born again, and you know that you know it's God, God is on your case, right? And that everything comes from him and everything goes back to him. So all this is because God put it on our hearts, yeah? And led us step by step and still doing that, and makes the provision. But as Pastor Dave said, it is, we are doing it. But we're doing it because God is enabling us. Does that make sense? And directing us, yeah, step by step. We keep having to pray and we keep having to talk to him. Prayer is just talking to God anyway. And ask, what should we do with this and what should we do with that? It's the same for all of us, okay? Every day is a miracle with God, isn't it? Every day, anything can happen. Yeah. 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 Well, a pound goes a long way over there. It's 4,000 shillings. So £250 is £1 million. And when we first started going, I had a poverty mentality. You know, you just look after the pennies and all that. Because I was brought up with if you look after the pennies, you'll look after the pounds, yeah? But, so 1,000 was a big number to me. Now it's peanuts. £1 million was, impossible. Now it's ordinary. Why? Because when we are over there, we're talking shillings, and it's all you say is thousands and millions. Yeah? We're millionaires, yeah. This time next year, you'll be millionaires, yeah.
I just want to say briefly about the headmaster, Stephen. That's him sitting there. And, you know, it just delights my heart when you see the headmaster of those schools, three schools, walking along, holding hands with some of the little tiny ones. It's just so lovely. He absolutely loves his children.
Yeah, so we've also built a medical centre, a maternity, a couple of maternity rooms, and a pharmacy and laboratory. In the maternity, since we've had it going, we've had over 2,500 babies born. And this was a little fishing village. Now it's a town, a bubbling town, purely because God took us there and we began to build. And people were curious about what was going on, and they started moving into the area. And being right on the edge of Lake Victoria, we get all the boats coming over from the islands. Locally, that's within an hour and 2 hours, there's about 7 islands, and they're amazing. We go over there and minister, and people come from there, pregnant ladies come over into our little old maternity wards and have their babies there. Before that, being 22 miles from the nearest town, they used to have to come from the island onto where we are, and then to the village, and then they used to get in a taxi and sit in the taxi for maybe an hour, 2 hours, until the taxi was full, and then it would plod on 22 miles, stopping every so often when people tried to wave it down, till it got to the hospital. And a lot of times ladies lost their babies, or they died. They had a baby in the taxi and died. And so this is a great boon. And God knew that, so he enabled us to build that.
It's also nice for these mums to know that their babies are prayed into the world as well.
Yeah. Yeah. All right, so we've also built a church. We used to go to Kingdom Faith Church in Horsham, and Pastor Dan came to live with us for 6 months. That's another story, but so he picked up, but in his way of thinking, he got it down as Kingdom Life Faith Church instead of Kingdom Faith Church. So now that's his church.
His church, when he built his church, we were looking for a name, and I suggested Kingdom Life Church. But because of the influence when he came over here, he wanted to add the faith in, so it's Kingdom Life Faith Church.
Anyway, and praise God, we were able to. He used to live in a little one bedroom place with nine kids, and mud huts and this, that, and the other. And now we've been able to build him a house, and that we stay in that house when we go with our teams, and it's extended. It goes out to the left a bit, and yeah. So we call him the King of Kiindi. The village is called Kiindi, and he laughs at that. He thinks, yeah, King of Kiindi. Yeah, the market's developed from about 500-600 people to about 2,000 people every Friday and Saturday, because they're all coming from the islands. They're all coming from the nearest town, which is 22 kilometres away, as I said, because things are happening here. God is moving. We've also got some Muslims have moved in as well, and they've built. So we've got a few challenges there now.
Yeah, when we're there, we always go to different churches in villages and on the islands and speaking the word, just encouraging them, because that's what they want. They want to hear the word. And they're amazing. They're just so hungry for it. They draw it out of you. If it's in you, they'll draw it out. And Jerry loves to do his open air crusade, and they make those platforms, which are a bit precarious at times, aren't they? And it's they have the huge speakers blaring out. They take the generator if there's no electricity there, and the people just come. They love it.
Hallelujah. Yes, and we travel out and about. That most of the mud huts are on the islands now. And that's one little old lady. You don't see many old people. The average lifespan is 47 and a half years. So because of disease, you know, AIDS, malaria, etc. So this little old lady, she was actually across the road scavenging in a big pile of rubbish. And we felt sorry for her, and we went to talk to her, and we led her to the Lord, and we fed her. That's a little shop we're sitting by. The shops are just like your garden shed, you know. In fact, your garden shed is better. Hallelujah. Yeah, we've lived in the mud huts, and they're quite cosy, actually, quite comfortable.
We travelled to the island. Yeah, going to the islands is amazing. There's so many of them, and the nearest one is probably an hour away in those little wooden fishing boats. They do have an outboard motor on. By the way, what do you do if you're in the middle of Lake Victoria and it's beginning to get dark and the engine goes on the boat and you can't see anything around you? There's nothing there. It's just apart from water and the engine's gone. What do? You do that, but you also get your mobile phone out and call for help. Do you know, it's amazing. They've sort of bypassed the landline, but you can get a good signal on the mobile phone nowadays. Yes.
And we were stuck out there one time at 10:30 of an evening, and like, you know, obviously everybody's mobile phone in, because over there they can get an old mobile phone, old bits of mobile phones, and put them together and make. They can do anything. They build cars with rubber bands and chewing gum and things like that. It's what I'm saying is they can use anything and it works. Yeah. So. Yeah. So we were stuck in the lake and wondering how on earth we're going to get home. And by the way, there's bandits on the lake. They go around in boats with guns, and they can come up to your boat and take your engine, take everything that's out your pockets and everything with rifles, and you don't say anything. So, but yeah, this particular time, this we sent a message out, and about an hour and a half later, there was this teeny little light getting bigger coming towards us, where one of the pastors had answered our call and came on a boat with us, and he picked us up and took the boat along with us. Okay, signs and wonders. Obviously, when we go, we give the good news, the gospel of Jesus Christ, and people do get healed. Loads of people get healed. In fact, healing's in this place right now today, and so if there's anything wrong with you today, you can be healed.
Expect it.
Yeah. Yeah. We see so many people healed. They queue up.
Salvation, you know, people, the biggest majority of the meetings that we speak in, and ones when we're not there, it's not just because we're there, you'll find people come in, they may not have been to the church, they welcome new visitors, and they usually get them to stand up and introduce themselves, which would probably make people run a mile over here. They introduce themselves, and very often they'll say, "I've come to get saved." It's just amazing. They just come specifically to get saved.
So when we go, over the year, we try and buy different things that we know they need, and they send us messages, "Oh, we need this." So we last trip we took a keyboard for the church, because their keyboard was falling apart. They're always looking for instruments and that. We had to buy a new generator because the water had packed up, the electricity had packed up, I mean. We took over a microscope for the laboratory. The laboratory is this as big as the toilet out there. And they've got, it's very sparse, but this new microscope, they were able to check the blood and everything. Lately we've been able to have water piped into the school grounds. We've got three of these stand pipes, and it comes from about 700 yards down the road. We've got a pipe going underground, and the water is pumped right up to the school, and it comes out there, which is a great boon.
Yeah, the great thing is we were able to, in a position to supply water for the school and where the church is as well. We got a borehole well there. But it's not just supplying it for our work or for the school, but the whole area is now supplied with the water in that place because of what we were able to do.
See, yeah. Our being there has changed the whole life. It's created a community. And as I say, we didn't plan it, but nonetheless we are there. We take teams of people there, and we travel around and basically bless people and give them the good news. But the fact that there's a thriving church there, there's a thriving schools there, yeah, people are buzzing around there, and that's why there's so many people moving in, because they're saying something's going on down in Kiindi.
And the church, we have to keep extending it because it gets too small so quickly. This is a special one. It was just something when last time we were there, that's Ruth, the midwife. And she lost her front teeth. You can see she got the gaps. She never asked for anything, but it was just on my heart that I wanted to bless her. So we actually prayed for her to have her front teeth done. So she's over the moon. So it was just a personal little thing that every woman, every person is special, and it's nice to be able to just do something, little things for them.
Oh, this is amazing. we've been praying and praying and praying. We bought a vehicle. We bought one of these vehicles. They're the standard vehicle they use for taxiing and everything out there for the school. And we bought one 18 years ago before we even had the school, right, for general buying food and this and transport to over 8 hours travel to the city from where we are. Unfortunately, it kept breaking down. It was already old when we bought it, and that was 18 years ago. And we've had to repair it at least 15 times, completely take the engine out, take it to pieces, and put it back together again. That's where the chewing gum and rubber bands come in, you know. But all that time, we've been saying we need another vehicle, need another vehicle. Anyway, praise God, he supplied another vehicle a month ago, and that's it. So if you're praying, if you're asking for something, persevere, never give up. God is listening, and you will get it. I'm telling you, you'll get it. It may take a while, but you'll get it. And there it is. That's for us. It's a bus.
And all glory goes to our miracle-working, awesome God. He did it. He stirred at our hearts. He put it on our hearts to do this. He took us over there. He provides everything. So the glory has to go to him. And just to, on the table at the back, there are some newsletters, the latest newsletter, that says about where we're at with the work, although on there it's saying the need of the minibus. We've obviously got it now. And there's a leaflet which is an overall story about the work. So help yourself to those things. There's also, I mentioned this now, a leaflet on the Crawley Healing Rooms which says where they are in the times and a little bit about that. And my book, this is not actually a testimony book, but it's it does have a lot of testimony in it. It's a teaching book, but it's the way God taught me through dreams, visions, testimonies, all backed, lots of stories in it, backed up with the Word of God. It's very simple language, because I can't stand books where you need a dictionary, so I like simple. And it starts off very, very simply and then draws you in. If there is a lot about the work and how it started in this book. If you want a book, you can have one for anything that you want to give towards the work. Any donation towards the work, even if you can't afford much, then a small amount. Whatever you feel you want to give. But I just encourage you to read it, because God, that's a miracle book, and God has really anointed it. I can say that because I know he did it. I know, the natural. So, and I'm just going to pass on to Jerry now.
Yeah. Praise God. So that brings us back home here, where in the UK we actually use this very room on a Wednesday evenings for the Crawley Healing Rooms. And we have teaching days three times a year. The first one this year, I think, is 2nd of May. And, people come, and we've been doing that for 14, 15 years now. And every Wednesday. And people get healed here. Because our God is a miracle-working God, and he loves to heal. He doesn't love people being sick. Yeah, so sickness doesn't come from God. You know where sickness comes from? It comes from the enemy. We have an enemy. But here, we run Crawley Healing Rooms, and people come, and we proclaim that we have a listening ear, a prayer of faith, and a healing hand. Why healing rooms? Because in church, you don't always have enough time. People don't have time to unpack what's going on in their lives, and they need somebody to listen. And in church, we don't have the time for that. We have a quick come forward, have a quick prayer, and that's it. But healing rooms, we take time with people, sometimes even an hour and a half. She loves me. She's always kissing me ear off. What did you say? Yeah, it's just keeping me up to date with the time. Isn't that lovely, isn't it? I know, love. Yeah, thanks. Yeah, I'm a talker, but anyway. So that's Crawley Healing Room. So you're welcome to come on a Wednesday evening from 6 till 9. It's free, because everything from God to I know is free. So, Yeah, and I've opened up healing rooms in Starbucks in Crawley, in the town centre, from 1 till 3 every Thursday as well. Just to get the word out there. And we've actually had mostly foreigners have come in and said, oh, you pray for people? Yeah. And then we've come in. I've led two people to the Lord last year that just walked in. Walked in for a coffee, saw my signpost, and came in for prayer. So it's out there. People are out there waiting. People out there need hope. They need an answer to their lives. They need a reason for living. And they also need help. They need health. They need to be healed. And God does heal. We've seen thousands of people healed over the years. In Africa, here in the healing rooms, and generally over the phone even. We've got a lady that came to visit us on New Year's Day. She asked if she could come, and we prayed for her. And as far as we understand, she's healed. Hallelujah. She phoned up and she said she's been walking for the first time properly for ages. And we prayed with her. But praise God. God is in the business of loving. Hallelujah. And he loves to heal. Hallelujah. He loves to bless you with health. Amen. Hallelujah. So God makes all things possible. You've seen the work we do. We are not clever people. We're just ordinary people. There's nothing exceptional about us, except that I'm quite good looking. But seriously, we're just like you. I had no idea we were ever going to do this when I first become a Christian. I dreamt of going to Africa, and funny enough, that's where we go. I don't like the cold countries, so I won't be going there. I went to Russia one time. Oh man, I wanted to get home quick. But I love the warm countries anyway, and so God knows that. So he sent me to Africa, and he sent me to Malaysia and a few other countries. I've travelled quite around the world quite a lot. Been to 17 nations so far. But as I say, listen, where God guides, he provides. So you don't even worry about the fare. You don't worry about what you're going to say, what you're going to do. It all comes. It all comes. If you just submit to God and just say, okay, here I am. Do what you want to do, and I'm willing to go along with it. Yeah? And it will happen. As I say, this is a miracle. So that, to us, this is a miracle. Every time we arrive in Uganda, we go, wow, we're involved in this. Because there was nothing there. It was a sleepy little fishing village with 3,000 people in the district. Now 60,000. 60,000 people, imagine. And it's like, it's sported, by the way, because there's tips everywhere, and because they just, it's a mess now, and the noise is horrendous. It used to be so sleepy. But that's progress. We praise God. Amen. Hallelujah. So Healing Rooms is there to provide a listening ear. Hallelujah. A prayer of faith and a healing hand. And that's what you can have today. If you've got a challenge in your life, Jesus is here to set you free today from that. Jesus is the Saviour. Hallelujah. And Saviours save. Hallelujah. Saviour. All right, we get saved, we get born again, we become a new creation, no more in condemnation. Hallelujah. Because we're bought and paid for by the blood of Jesus. Amen. Hallelujah. Someone cared enough to come from perfection to imperfection to help us to become perfect. Isn't that amazing? Hallelujah. You can be perfect, you know. You can. God didn't make a mistake with any human being. Hallelujah. He gave life to every human being. Praise God. And he desires that we come into a perfect relationship with him through Jesus. So he came from heaven to earth to show the way where there seemed to be no way. Hallelujah. Praise God. Amen. And it's written that Jesus is the same yesterday, today, and forever. So you can depend on him. He's not going to change. Scripture says, I am the Lord, I change not. Hallelujah. You can depend on him. You can rely on him. He's the best friend you're ever going to have. Because he knows you. He knows you better than you know yourself. He knows you inside out. Hallelujah. He knows, in fact, it's written that he knew you before you was even born. He says, I knew you before you were formed in your mother's womb. Wow. So you can't lie to him. You can't hide anything from him. Hallelujah. You can't get away from him. He's there for you. Amen. Hallelujah. And so that's why we're called to have a relationship with him. We're called to be born again. Jesus said, you must be born again, else you'll never get to heaven. You'll never get there. And Jesus is like the number 9 bus. He's the vehicle for taking you to heaven. All right? That might sound a bit irreverent, but I'm from Hackney Wick in London, so you know what I mean, mate? He's the way, the truth and the life. He's the way to heaven. He's the way to be forgiven. He's the life of God. And he's the very truth of why you exist. Amen. So without him, we're running on 3 cylinders. Without him, we're not living a good life. But with him, he said, I've come to give you life in all its abundance. So I've come to give you life. Not just touching it, but fullness of life. Isn't that great? So if you're here today and you're not sure that you've got that life, Jesus is your answer. Amen. Hallelujah. He made that possible. Thank you, Lord. You have a friend in Jesus like no friend ever. Amen. He'll never let you down. He's always there for you. Hallelujah. There are quite a lot of challenges in running a charity and this, that and the other. And there's moments when we think, oh my word, right now they're asking us for money for this and money for that. And they do it all the time, really. And we're saying, oh, I haven't got it, what are we going to do? And then the Holy Spirit says, hold on a minute, I'm the provider. I'm the provider. So we say, okay, Lord. So we lift it over to you. There's a scripture that says, you shall decree a thing, or speak it out, or command it, and it will be established unto you. So we've learnt to call in what we require, like that vehicle. Yeah? We command another vehicle, a better vehicle, a new vehicle for the work. And as long as you persist in that, and as long as your faith is in it, and you don't negate that by saying, I don't think we'll ever get it and all that. As long as you stay positive and stay faithful, your prayer will be answered. Okay? Remember, prayer is talking to God, but it's being sincere as well. And I've found that, you know, if you're passionate about what you're praying, those prayers get answered very quickly. If you mean what you're saying, if you know, that's what I want, that's it, Lord. If you know that you know, you're almost instantly sometimes you'll get the answer. Praise God. Hallelujah. Are you there? Hallelujah. So because of Jesus, we're forgiven, we're accepted, we're loved, we're chosen, we're appointed, we're anointed, and miracles happen. He gives you a commission and a mission. Hallelujah. We're not going to Uganda. We're not running a charity because, as I say, we're clever. We're doing it because God's inspired us to do it. Yeah? It's exciting. We're on a great adventure. But your life is an adventure. All right, you've had many challenges. But today, miracles can happen for you today. And a miracle is something you can't do that only God can do, isn't it? Hallelujah. So today your life can change for the better. It really can, and it starts with you. It starts with your thinking. It starts with the way you respond. It starts with your belief. Hallelujah. Amen. There's a scripture that says, cast your burdens onto Jesus because he cares for you. And he wants to care for you. He cares for you now. In other words, he's looking after you. We're talking about that sort of caring. He's a carer. He's your carer. He's every human being's carer. That's why he left the best to come to the worst to change it. Hallelujah. Praise God. He's there for us today. He's here for us today. Thank you, Lord. Holy Spirit, we welcome you in this place. We thank you for every human being here, every soul that needs comfort, that needs healing, that needs help today in this place. Thank you so much for loving us. I don't know what we'd do without your love, Lord. Thank you so much for your ability to heal and set captives free. Thank you, Lord, that you took stripes on your back so that by your stripes we could be healed. You experienced sickness when you was whole and perfect in all your ways. Lord, I want to thank you that you went the extra mile for me and for us. I want to thank you, Lord, because of that I can trust you to set me free. I can trust you to heal me. I can trust you with my challenges and know that you have the answer for me. I thank you, Lord, that you're my best friend and you're my God. Thank you, Jesus. You know, you can't get better than that. You can't get better than that, that God, the creator of the universe, who made everything by speaking it into being, you can't get better than the fact that he loves you. Because he created you. He put you in your mother's womb. Hallelujah. You can't get better than the fact that he cares so much that he became like you to experience what you experience so that you can experience what he experiences. Isn't that amazing? That's totally amazing. God became a human being. Hallelujah. Praise God. Thank you, Jesus. Today you can be healed. Today your life can change for the better. Have faith in God and you can say to your challenges, be removed and cast into the sea. And if you believe that what you are saying will be done for you with all your heart, if you believe with all your heart, that's where I said about the passionate prayer. If you believe with all your heart that what you are saying will be done for you, it will happen as you say it. That's Mark 11, 22, 23 and 24. It's my favourite scripture. And I've lived on that ever since I became born again. I've lived on that scripture purely because it works. Hallelujah. Have faith in God. In other words, trust him. Have confidence in him. Believe him. He has your very best interests at heart. He loves you so much. And it's difficult to comprehend love like that. But we know we get a taste of love when we meet somebody, and a husband or wife, or when we have our children. You feel love. You feel passion for them. You feel concern for them. But God goes, he's even bigger than that. God's love is perfect. It's unconditional. It's everlasting. It's so good. We have expectations with our love, but God just loves. It's written that he is love. He can't not love you. Isn't that amazing? He can't not love you. He's perfect in all his ways. And when you accept his love, that begins to heal you. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Praise God. He's known as Jehovah Rapha, our healer. And he's known as Jehovah Jireh, our provider. If you're lacking anything in any way, shape or form that's good for you, you only have to ask. Jesus says, ask and it will be given to you. Seek and you will find, and knock and the door will be open for you. Some of us feel like the doors have been slammed in our faces. Feel that we don't have favour. But God says, the door will be open for you. You only have to ask. Have faith in God. Trust him. Don't trust other people. Don't even trust yourself, because we let ourselves down. Other people let us down because we expect too much from them. But you can't expect too much from God. Ask him for big things and he'll respond. Hallelujah. Amen. Thank you, Jesus. How big is your God today? Is he this big? Is he this big? Yeah, he's very big, isn't he? So big you can't get around him. So tall you can't get over him. So wide. Hallelujah. He's unlimited. God is unlimited. Whatever you can ask or imagine, God will be even bigger than that. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. The Savior, the Healer, the Provider, the Lover of our souls. Wow. I've got a friend. I used to be part of a gang in Hackney in London, in the East End of London when I was young. And but even in that gang, we used to be robbers and everything else. Bad, really, it was bad. But at the time, it was the only friendship I knew. I was the eldest of 9 children, and you know, I didn't get much love or anything else. We were always hungry. Everything was wrong. Everything was wrong. And so I'd part of a gang, and we used to go out thieving and all feeling like we were doing something great for each other. But not one of them was a friend. I've grown up, I've had friends, but I don't know where they are now. They're not here today. But I found a friend in Jesus. Because wherever I go, he goes. And even when I go to bed, he's there with me. When I wake up, he's still there. And he's your friend. You can depend on him. And the wonderful thing about this friend, he has it all, he knows it all, and he gives it all. Hallelujah. He'll never let you down. Thank you, Jesus. He's got all the answers. In fact, he is the answer. My God and my friend, hallelujah. You can't get better than that. Hallelujah. I want to read Psalm... How are we doing for time? Yeah? I want to read Psalm 103, or some of it. Bless the Lord, O my soul. What is your soul? Your mind, your will, your desire to do things, and your emotions. So all that, with all that, bless God. Bless the Lord. And all that is within me, bless his holy name. So bless the Lord, O my soul, and forget not all his benefits. What are the benefits? He forgives all your sins, all your iniquities, everything you've done wrong, thought wrong, said wrong. Hallelujah. He heals all, not just some, but all your diseases. Hallelujah. He redeems your life from destruction. He's a savior. Hallelujah. Praise God. He crowns you with loving kindness, tender mercies. Hallelujah. You're his child. Hallelujah. He satisfies your mouth with good things, so that your youth is renewed like the eagles. Hallelujah. I'm 333 years old, it feels like. I'm not really. I'm 79, but I feel like I'm 49. And every day I feel better. And in fact, I say that every day and every way I'm getting better and better. So I pass that on to you. I suggest you start saying good things over your life. If you speak good things over your life, you'll find your youth will be renewed. Amen. God is a restorer. He's a lifter of our heads. Hallelujah. He's an encourager. He builds you up. He strengthens you. That's why he wants you fit. He wants you fit so you can go and bless somebody. And in that process, you get blessed. Hallelujah. Amen. In a minute, I'm going to call you out. Anybody that wants us to lay hands on, hallelujah, for healing. Praise God. Because the healing is here. Hallelujah. Praise God. The Holy Spirit is here to heal. Thank you, Jesus. Amen. Hallelujah. So bless the Lord. Amen. The Lord executes righteousness and justice for all who are oppressed. If you feel you've been hard done by in any way, shape or form, and you share it with the Lord, he'll give you wisdom and he'll give you justice. Hallelujah. Amen. There's lots of things going on in this world nowadays that aren't good. And God makes the way. Hallelujah. Praise God. He crowns you with loving kindness and tender mercies. He satisfies your mouth with good things so that your youth is renewed, just like the eagle. Hallelujah. Amen. Praise God. Praise God. He's renewed Rose and I. He's refreshed us. He's given us a purpose, a reason for living, a mission. And he can do the same for you. Hallelujah. You're not excused from his love. You're not excused from his grace and his mercy. Hallelujah. And he has a work for you to do. And you don't have to know what it is. He'll just direct you and lead you and guide you. And then suddenly you'll realize, hey, I didn't plan this, and God's doing it. Amen. Hallelujah. But right now, in this place, his love and his tender mercy is flowing. And if there's a challenge in your life, and you need a friend, you need somebody that knows the answers to help you, as you come forward tonight, today. Because it's written that believers will lay hands on the sick and they will recover. But we can also, because we have a prophetic Bible ministry, we have a prophetic healing ministry. Basically, it sounds glamorous, but all that means is we speak the word and the word begins to work. Hallelujah. We speak God's word and it works. That's being prophetic. Amen. Hallelujah. And the Lord is saying to you today, I love you with an everlasting love. Trust me, and I'll open your eyes and open your ears to see and hear things you never imagined before. Great and wonderful things. And it doesn't matter how old you are. You haven't missed a boat. Because every minute of every day, God is moving and he can open your eyes and ears to see him in your life. This is the day God has made. Hallelujah. He's made it for you. Did you plan to be alive today? You hoped to be. I did. But I woke up this morning and hey, I'm still alive. Praise God. Why? Because God's got a plan for each of our lives. Amen. Hallelujah. So if you have a challenge in your body today, or a challenge in your emotions today. If you've been hurt, we can deal with the trauma. If you're sick, you will be healed. We've seen people healed of cancers. We've seen people healed of diabetes. We've seen eyes open. We've seen heard people, got people hearing. Hallelujah. We've seen God moving to do those things. And he moves every second of every day. And he's here to do all that today. If you've got a problem with your back, that's so easy to be healed. Hallelujah. Somebody here's got a problem with their, one of their left knee, I think it is. Hallelujah. Praise God. I am the Lord that healeth thee. Hallelujah. So I invite you to come for anything. If you come forward, hallelujah. Coming forward is your step of faith. Hallelujah. That's the bit you do, the rest God will do. Hallelujah. Praise God. Just consider, what would you like to give to the Lord that you don't want to take home with you? Hallelujah. You're welcome. Don't be embarrassed. Don't be shy. We're ordinary people, but we have an extraordinary God. Hallelujah. It doesn't matter what it is. If you've been hurt in the past, you know, somebody here has got a broken heart and they wish that things would be different. Well, today is the day of difference. Today is the day of freedom. Today, you will be set free. Coming forward has just opened the door for you to receive. Hallelujah. Praise God. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.